back to that time when you were first diagnosed, Drew, like, what were the challenges that you were facing? You know, what was the biggest adjustment for you to make?
Just my life had fallen apart. My life had just gone, it's gone. I couldn't drive. I was in the building trade at the time.
Yeah.
And I was tripping over things, trying to work in the building trade. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I was working at the mixer because I was able to do nothing else. And I says, what is this? I was saying to myself, what has this come to? And I worked in the cement mixer, and the sears were tipping me, and I says, this is, and the boys were working away, but they didn't notice, you know.
Yeah.
Me crying that there, but it was, and having to get left off in the van at night, to left over the road, like, it wasn't.
It just like was your independence.
Independence had gone. Gone completely. So, losing, as the boy says, I had boys complain about losing their license because of drunken charge, you know, or something like that there for a year, and it's terrible. I've lost mine for 39 years. I was coming home black and blue, tripping over things and doing things. I couldn't do it just in that.
How many years months. Were you a builder, Drew?
I started the building. I served my time about when I was 15 until I was 38. 39. Yeah.
So then you were faced with retirement.
Retirement.
Not your plan, but how did you cope then?
It was terrible because I remember I had to sign on, and I remember the money I got, and I was earning fairly good money, hundreds of pounds, say, in the building trade.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had to sign on the insurance and that, I remember that for the first year I got £15.90 a week. That was it. As
it gave me
something to complain about, to keep me away from my blindness, you know. But I got a letter wrote to Mr. Paisley, and after 39 years, I'm still waiting a reply. I'll hardly get one now.
You're affectionately known now as the blind golfer around Ballymena.
Oh yeah, very much so.
A bit of a celebrity.
I don't know about that.
Blind golf is a huge part of your life.
Oh, big part of my life. It's taken me to Japan for 4 times, 6 times to Canada, 2 times to America, 2 times to Australia, and once to Cape Town in South Africa.
Amazing.
I know. England, Scotland, the south of Ireland, and all over the local stuff, you know.
Countless times, I'm sure.
I haven't won a major, but I won Order of Merit. I call it the Order of Merit anyway, over in Stockport and outside Manchester. And
what tournament was that in?
That was the Garvin Classic, they called it. A fella Garvin from England ran it for the 17 or 18 of the best golfers in Britain, which one I was happened to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I won it that year. And as a result of that winning, it was an all-expenses trip to Australia with myself and my guide. I've been fourth and third and one thing and all in the British Masters and the top 12 for quite a number of years in the world, as world as blind golfer. And the best I came to in the British Open was over in Hamilton, Scotland, about 8 years ago, 7, 8 years ago. I finished up sixth. Or second in the British Open, which was I thought I had it won. I lost it. I remember losing. I lost it in the last 2 holes. I should have won it. That was the closest I was to the British or to a major. But I was always up in there around the top.
Seven or eight or ninth,
you know.
What's the most recent tournament you've done?
Over in Scotland, the British Open last year.
I didn't
do very well in it now, to be honest.
It's okay, you're still competing.
Yes, I'm still there.
What age are you now, Drew?
78.
And would you say that the biggest challenge facing people getting involved is just maybe they're a bit apprehensive?
Apprehensive, I think, you know. Because it could be, my opinion, my thoughts the very first when I started playing golf, I thought it was, you know, for taking a guide out around Ballymena. and people looking at you, mm-hmm. and been lined up one thing or another and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It can be embarrassing for myself, mm-hmm. and it could be equally as embarrassing for the person that's guiding, you know, too.
Okay.
And that's after a while you get used to it, and it's no big deal then.
Yeah, it's just okay. It's just an adjustment.
An adjustment,
for you.
That's all. Yeah.
But the benefits of it far outweigh the apprehension.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, and I've got it gave me a life.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a life, you know, and that's why I wrote the book, because of, you know, to see it, there's life after blindness.
You
can achieve so much.
You achieved that through blind golf.
Through blind golf. Everything I did was, you know, it's through blind golf was the biggest achievement. But I've done my Mara cycling, my walking up Ireland and all that sort of stuff was good too. But
yeah.
It just shows you what you can do. I travelled the world without a doubt. Haven't seen much, but I've travelled it.